Mesdames et messieurs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ambassador, dear colleagues, France endorses entirely the statement made on behalf of the EU. I'd also like to add some complimentary comments in my national capacity. The CD is now facing a very particular situation. We have to deplore this situation. In line with our rules of procedure, the presidency for the next 4 weeks falls to the representative of the Syrian regime. Since the start of the Syrian conflict, repeated violations of international law have been perpetrated by this regime, including international human rights law and international humanitarian law. Also, many violations of arms control instruments, in particular the violation, the repeated violation of the prohibition using chemical weapons. All this is something which cannot be denied. The Syrian regime does not have the moral authority, nor indeed the political legitimacy, to exercise the presidency of such a body as CD. This is shared by many delegations as a view, as we've seen by the EU statement, the United States ambassador, and many previous speakers. Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, ambassadors, despite the deplorable nature of this situation, France is deeply attached to multilateralism and also to the smooth operating of international institutions. Given this context, France shall continue to comply with the rules of procedure governing CD, and particularly Rule 9 on the presidency. To mark its disapproval, however, given this situation, we will not be represented by our ambassador in CD for the plenary sessions of this forum during the 4 weeks ahead of us. However, we'll be fully represented in the subsidiary bodies which are being chaired by other delegations. France will be very vigilant, ensuring that the presidency of CD continues to be exercised over the next 4 weeks with the necessary neutrality, rigor, and impartiality which is required by such a function. We will particularly pay close attention to the presidency not being diverted for manipulation, political manipulation purposes. Ambassadors, colleagues, thank you for your attention.